Hi, everyone. This is Jennifer Stagg. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And first off today, I want to start by sharing some really interesting facts just to wake everybody up a little bit, get your brain moving. So these are some little-known facts about the Angel Moroni statue. Okay, so one of the heaviest Angel Moroni statues weighs 4,000 pounds. That is one heavy statue. I had no idea that they were that heavy. The idea to use the prophet from the Book of Mormon to top the temple came from a sculptor, Cyrus Dallin, and he was not a member of the LDS faith. So I find that so interesting because he was so talented and he was inspired to share his talents and use this prophet in particular from the Book of Mormon, even though he was not LDS. So interesting. LDS Church President Wilford Woodruff had asked Dallin to create something for the central spire of the Salt Lake Temple. So Dallin had searched through LDS scripture for inspiration. And of course, it was him who decided to sculpt Moroni because he believed Moroni was a good representation of the restoration of the gospel. I just think that is so interesting. Okay, well, the Nauvoo, Illinois LDS Temple was the first temple to have an angel atop the holy building. It was dedicated in 1846, and it was said to have had a horizontal angel, different than the one that we have today, attached to a lightning rod in the form of a weather vane. So definitely a different look than what we're used to today with our Angel Moroni. And I think that's truly fascinating. While this was the first angel to be on top of an LDS temple, it was not specified as being the Angel Moroni on top of the Nauvoo temple. It was just an angel hanging out up there. On July 9th, 2003, I'm going to say this totally wrong, so I apologize in advance. The Apia Samoa temple was destroyed by a fire. This was the first time in church history that an operational temple was completely destroyed by fire. Yet, here's the significant part. The Angel Moroni statue was not harmed in that fire. So after the temple was rebuilt, the original Angel Moroni statue was placed on the rededicated temple. So fascinating. So that entire temple was destroyed, but the Angel Moroni remained intact. Okay, so now we're moving on to the Ochre Mountain Temple here in Utah. The Angel Moroni statue was actually struck by lightning the day before the dedication of the temple, and it was replaced 10 days before the dedicatory service in 2009. And I remember when that happened, because I live here in Utah, and it was black. The Angel Moroni was black. And if you've ever seen that temple before, it's up on a hill in a neighborhood called Daybreak. And it's totally plausible how it could be struck by lightning because it's definitely the highest thing around. It's up on this hill. It's definitely the tallest building for quite some distance. And so I can imagine that they were pretty scrambled to replace that before the temple dedication service. I could go on and on and on, but you can read the rest of these interesting facts on DeseretNews.com. And it's a long list, and I think it's so interesting. So if you are in the Fort Lauderdale area, the Fort Lauderdale Temple Open House is coming up, and I just wanted to plant that little seed because I just think temple open houses are so neat. It starts at the end of March and goes through mid-April, and you can learn more about that on FortLauderdaleMormonTemple.org. That's FortLauderdaleMormonTemple.org. And there it'll list all the details for the open house in case you are in that area or you want to make a special trip to walk through, because it's a really beautiful one, and it's also a very neat experience. Elder Russell M. Nelson shared this about temple buildings. He said, "The temple is the house of the Lord, the basis for every temple ordinance and covenant. The heart of the plan of salvation is the atonement of Christ. Every activity, every lesson, all we do in the church point to the Lord and his holy house. Our efforts to proclaim the gospel, perfect the saints, and redeem the dead all lead to the temple. Each holy temple stands as a symbol of our membership in the church as a sign of our faith in life after death, and as a sacred step toward eternal glory for us and our families. I want you to think, as you're going about your day today, what your first experience was going through the temple, and when the last time that you went and performed some work in the temple. And now go back to that quote from Elder Nelson and how important temple work is and how it truly is the center of the church. Sometimes I don't think I put that in the proper place and really think temple work is the center of our religion, and it is so crucial and vital to the sharing of the gospel. So I want you to kind of think about that throughout the rest of the day. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any suggestions, comments, any inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, you can send me an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post it on our Facebook wall today, or of course you can find us on Twitter. This program is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I'm leaving you with Beautiful by Sherry Call.
Look at all the signs, look at all the shows, all the glamorous people who claim to know what perfection is and what makes beauty stay. But when all the styles go out and the labels fade away, it's what you give that makes you beautiful. It's how you live that makes your dreams come true. Keep your faith in this world. Let the light of the Lord shine through. That's what makes you beautiful. As bright, nothing shimmers so as the smile of a friend when hope is running low, and how your hand feels warm when you dry a tear. Love is still in fashion at the end of. It's what you give that makes you beautiful. It's how you live that makes your dreams come true. Keep your faith in this world. Let the light of the Lord shine through. That's what makes you beautiful. Even roses fade away in the snow. But the beauty in your heart can always grow. It's what you give that makes you beautiful. It's how you live that makes your dreams come true. Keep your faith in this world. Let the light of the Lord shine through. That's what makes you beautiful.